incarnations have placed before us. I don't think this transformation can be achieved by anyone except through the grace of the Lord who is ever present in us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna will say in immortal words, Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sarva Bhavena Bharata Yat Prasadat Param Shantim Sthanam Prapyasi Shashvatam. The Lord says, when you turn your eyes completely towards me and turn your back completely on your own petty, personal, feverish little egoistic satisfactions and impulses, then I will strengthen you to face hatred with love, anger with compassion. So it is divine grace alone that can enable us to master ourselves completely so that we can vanquish violence through love, enmity through love. This is the only way in which it can be vanquished. From the time of the compassionate Buddha onwards, every spiritual teacher has been repeatedly dinning into our ears that the way of violence leads to destruction, and the way of love and respect and nonviolent resistance, when necessary, to those who differ from us, leads to increasing peace, to permanent joy, and to abiding security. If we want this tremendous transformation in character, conduct, and consciousness, we have to remember the words of Mahatma Gandhi, that we should have the patience of a man trying to empty the sea with a glass tumbler. Every time we lose our temper, we have to remember to use the mantra and see that it doesn't occur again. But it keeps on occurring. We may be able to go for a week, all love and sweetness, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, we just burst out in our old demoniacal fury. Now, there is no need to fall down flat and say, I am finished. I have undone all the good work of the week. This is the conditioning we have received. So, after our Sabbath holocaust, we pick ourselves up again and go for 2 weeks this time, and then have a flare-up at the end of the fortnight, a little less holocausty. Then 3 weeks, then a month. It is this kind of patience, you know, that is immensely rewarding on the spiritual path. We are so frail, so feeble, that we cannot help falling down over and over again. It's like a child learning to walk. If the child is going to sit and say, I keep falling down, I'm not going to walk, that's where the child is going to be all its life. And we have only to look at the child. Oh, it hurts. It's hurt. Cries for its mama. And then starts walking again. And one day it says, I can walk now. This is the same story on the spiritual path. And except for the divine incarnations like Jesus and the Buddha, you and I are going to fall many, many times. And are going to hurt many, many times. But everything is all right as long as we pick ourselves up, stand up, and walk forward. Every time there is friction in our home, in our community, on the streets, on the campus, between races, between countries, it is good to keep on repeating the name of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hail Mary, Hail Mary. Barukata Adonai. Om Mani Padmeham. Or Rama, 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 which is the simplest mantra for invoking the eternal principle of joy that is imminent in all of us. In the light of this exposition from the Gita, we shall be able to follow the powerful words of Thomas A. Kempis very easily. Thinkest thou to escape that which no mortal man